We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, you see, people struggle all the time with this idea. Is it God's will to heal me? Is it God's will for me to prosper? Ask yourself, will it be God's will for you to be healed when you get to heaven? Is it God's will for you to walk in health when you get to heaven? Is it God's will for you to have abundance when you get to heaven? Amen. Then if it is God's will for you to have abundance and be healed and walk in health here now on the earth. Because the same will is for both places. Now I'm going to make it stronger than that. It was the will of God from the beginning that the planet earth be like the planet heaven. And it is still God's will. It is God's will now for it to be on earth the same as it is in heaven. But now I have sense enough to know that it's not that way. But it's still the will of God. God's will not be deterred. Read Revelation, the 21st chapter, and you'll find out that God moves heaven to earth. Now see, we're talking about the kingdom. If it was not God's will for it to be on this planet earth as it is in heaven, then why is it going to end up that way? John saw it in the 21st chapter and he told you about it. He said, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, heard a great voice out of heaven saying, the tabernacle of God is with men and I shall dwell among them and be their God and they shall be my people. You know what John saw? John saw God moving his throne from heaven to earth. God is going to move heaven to earth, the new earth. Now, I'm not saying we're just going to get better and better and better. I'm talking about God's will for this planet. You have so many people that say, well, if it was God's will, then it would already happen. Now, let me show you how wrong thinking can cripple you through life. If you say, well, if it was God's will for me to be healed, he'd heal me. If it was God's will for me to be prosperous, I'd be prosperous. Well, now let me ask you something. Is it God's will that the sinner be saved? Is it God's will that any should perish? No. Let me ask you another question. Does any perish? Yes. Daily, thousands of them. Now that'll answer your question. See, it's not going to happen just because it's God's will. You're going to have to believe the Word of God and act on it. And any sinner that'll believe God's Word concerning salvation and act on it, he will not perish. But when people don't believe God's Word concerning healing, salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, finances, whatever, it's not going to happen to you just because it's in the Bible. We have a part to play. And this is why Jesus is sharing with the people here. In the 6th chapter of Luke, he said, blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now don't center up on the poor part, because he's just simply talking to poor people. And I've heard sermons preached on how blessed it is to be poor. Somebody sent me a cartoon or a little deal sits on your desk. It showed this monkey or chimpanzee or something sitting on the curb. Sitting on the curb with his feet in the gutter, his hands like this, said, I've been rich and I've been poor. He said, rich is better. Yes. Now, God's not against riches. He's not against you having riches. He's against riches having you. Now, the will of God for the kingdom is that it be on earth the same as it is in heaven. Now look at it from this perspective. Jesus is saying for the disciples to pray that the kingdom of God will come because it is possible that after the kingdom has come, for it to be on earth the same as it is in heaven. It's possible. He didn't mean it would be. It's possible. You see, the kingdom is within you. You can operate in the kingdom principles for a 30, 60, or 100-fold return. It depends on how many thorns and how many stones you get out of there before you sow the seed of the kingdom. Now, we're going to get into that just a little further on. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But go with me to Luke, the 12th chapter. Now notice that Jesus is teaching here, and we all know that this is recorded also in Matthew. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33 is where most people quote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you." Luke says it just a little different. So let's read here from Luke, the 30th verse, back up to 29. "Seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now these are the words of Jesus. Don't seek the thing. And you know that's one of the major problems with people today. They seek the thing. Jesus said, don't seek the thing. Seek the kingdom that'll produce the thing. That's like telling a farmer, don't seek to get a vegetable or a tomato and eat it. Seek the ground where you can plant and raise you a whole truckload. Don't seek the two before to build a building. Seek for a sawmill. Something that'll supply all you need. Amen. Now this is what Jesus is saying. Don't spend your time seeking the thing. What you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. Well, what I do? Seek the kingdom. But the problem has been we didn't know what it meant to seek the kingdom. Now if I said, I'm going to seek my Bible, you'd know what I meant, wouldn't you? I've lost my Bible. I'm going to try to find out where it is. If you're going to seek the kingdom, the first thing you have to do is find out where the kingdom is. And we found that out tonight. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. Now, if you seek the kingdom, you're going to find out all you can find out about the kingdom, right? And when you find out how the kingdom works, then it will supply all that you have need of. Now somebody said, I don't understand how that everything that I need is going to come out of the inside of me in my heart or spirit where the kingdom is. Well, you're very scriptural because Jesus said that you wouldn't understand it. He said it'll produce and He knoweth not how. But thank God that we can get some insight into that. But now before we leave this thought, let's look at something else that Jesus said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And His righteousness. Now, in Matthew's account of that, he gets a little deeper into that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not our righteousness, His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Then you get over into what God said to Abraham. The righteousness which is of faith says, the word is nigh me, even in my mouth and in my heart, concerning the promise that God made to Abraham in Romans, the 4th chapter. Now Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom, all these things will be added to you. Now I don't know whether you realize or not, but Jesus wasn't just making up scriptures to fill in the pages of the Bible. And it was not so just because Jesus said that. But Jesus said that because it was true. Now see, I think we miss it sometimes. We think it's that way because Jesus said it. No, it was already that way. That's the reason Jesus told us about it. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added to you. Now, look here at verse 32. We're in Luke, the 12th chapter. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now the Greek says it a little different than that. If you have an interlinear Greek New Testament, it says it this way. The Father took great delight in giving you the kingdom. Now let's back up and look at what has been said here. First of all, He said, pray the kingdom of God will come. The will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, through the kingdom principles, it is possible for the will of God to be done on earth the same as it is in heaven. But it has to be on an individual basis. It's not a wholesale thing. It's on an individual basis how you operate in the principles of the kingdom. Now he said, pray the kingdom of God come, the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then he said, blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Then here he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He gave us the kingdom. And it came on the day of Pentecost. It's set up in the heart of every person that is born again. It is no less powerful, no less capable of supplying every human need than the kingdom that will be set up in the New Jerusalem. It is a part of the same kingdom, but it is a different manifestation of that kingdom. It is a personal manifestation of that kingdom in an individual's life. It depends on how you operate in the principles, whether it works for you or whether it does not work for you. Are you ready to find out how it works for you? Now, Jesus is sharing some things, and you go into the scriptures there in Mark the 4th chapter and different places, and we'll get into that. But the scripture says that in parables he spoke things that had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Now, that's important to understand, that Jesus told things in parables and revealed things that had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. I'd like to know what it was, wouldn't you? Amen. Thank God we can. The Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that He's revealed belongs to us.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, before I leave the broadcast, I want to remind you all this week, we have CD offer number 7209. That's 7209. It's entitled Missing Links in the Faith Connection. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. The Missing Links in the Faith Connection. Now, you know, many times people say, well, you know, I believed with all my heart, but it didn't happen. But did you know that when we talk about faith, we're talking about Bible faith. Bible faith only comes from the Bible. You can't get it from anywhere else. You can't get Bible faith from hearing somebody's testimony unless they're preaching and teaching the Word. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I believe it'll happen to me because if it happened to Brother So-and-so, God will do it for me. Well, now, wait a minute. Are you doing what Brother So-and-so did? See, you could believe with all your heart and not have an ounce of Bible faith because you might base it on what someone else said, not the Word of God. See, Jesus is truth. He said, if you continue in my Word, then you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So if it didn't come from the Word of God, it's not truly Bible faith. The only place you can get Bible faith is from the Word of God. Now, this is one of the missing links in the faith connection. You can't get faith by hearing someone's testimony alone. You must have it linked to the Word of God. You must have God's Word in your heart. That's offer number 7209. It's entitled Missing Links in the Faith Connection. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line. It's 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.